Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Front and top page yesterday in the Times Standard was an article about our county jail and recent efforts to train the staff to become aware of their potential racial bias and be willing, for want of a better term, to de-bias. Bias. My dictionary defines bias as a tendency to hold a preference or prejudice. Now, the truth is we all hold certain biases. Some people prefer classical music, others jazz, still others rock and roll or blues or no music at all. Some people like the heat of summer, others the cold of winter, others prefer spring or fall. Some like sweet, some like sour, some like both. Some like the Giants, others the Dodgers, some like football more than baseball or vice versa. So what? Such biases do not hurt anyone and in the end are innocuous. In fact, bias is part of what makes a person an individual with certain distinct tastes, preferences, and peculiarities. But when it comes to race, bias takes on a whole different dimension. The bias that leads to racial profiling, and much worse, racial contempt, is something that afflicts our nation and world. At the county jail, they're trying these de-biasing techniques. What kind of techniques, pray tell, can be used to de-bias a person? Truth be told, we can tell people not to be biased, rail against their bias, their prejudice, their racial stereotyping, listen to sociologists tell us about race and culture, and I don't think it will make much difference. Because people prone to be angry and hateful are still going to be that way even after debiasing classes. People inclined to love and patience are always going to be that way, with or without the classes. The best technique for debiasing is this. Find a person who has made it a way of life to reach across racial barriers and open yourself to their friendship. One person who reached across racial barriers with incredible effectiveness was Nathan Smith. He had served his country for many years in the U.S. Air Force. Later, Dr. Nathan Smith was professor of African American Studies at Humboldt State from 1986 to 2001. Nathan was an African American married to a woman from the Pacific Isle of Tonga. He had an international mindset, a love for people of all nations, races, and social status. I enjoyed many times of personal conversation with Nathan. Enough to find out that Nathan was a very other-centered man. Keen to take an interest in others, he had experienced racial prejudice through his many years, but never became bitter. Although he fought for social justice, he rarely focused upon racism and told me personally that he had never accused anyone of racism. Instead, his focus was on others and doing his personal best. Nathan Smith will be missed by many. A celebration of his life will take place at 11 a.m. Monday, January 8th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Eureka. Nathan would want all to be invited, and so you are. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.